I'm well, Sean. Thank you very much for asking. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Thanks for coming on the show. I'm excited. I'm sure you are as well. And I know there's a lady who calls the show every morning. Her name's Julie, and she's part of the tree. And she says, we've got practice this weekend.
We have been working very hard, diligently. I probably calculate somewhere about 15,000 hours by the time we get to opening night of people's time.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, when you multiply it by 300 people and all the preparation and rehearsals, there's a lot of work that goes into this.
That's a lot of commitment, and that's all volunteer. Nobody's being paid.
There's a few people that are being paid. We have a lot of professionals in our tech department and professional orchestra, but the rest, yeah, we have hundreds and hundreds of volunteers.
So for those who've never seen the Singing Christmas Tree, I had a chance to see it in 2019. It was one of the most amazing things I've ever seen. Like, I mean, if you're looking for the Christmas spirit, it's right there. But maybe you can describe it to those who haven't seen it before.
Well, if you can imagine a giant tree structure, almost 35 feet high, filled with 150 people. They're standing in this structure, which is not your typical everyday thing, and certainly not what a typical choir sings in, surrounded by 45 amazing musicians. The local talent is absolutely sensational. Dancers, kids choirs, children dancers. It's a spectacular that you would expect if you went to Radio City Music Hall, as an example.
It really is.
Canada, yeah, it's a rarity.
Absolutely, yes.
And what's different this year is not just the venue, which is in the expo, but the show will have the stage and surrounded by 180 degrees of audience. So there's not a bad seat in the house. Plus, the largest LED wall in Canada. So it's spectacular in terms of lights and sound and visuals, along with the amazing spirit of what happens with this seasonal music and what Christmas means to all of us.
You mentioned moving it into the Edmonton Expo Center. You've got more room to play with now, don't you?
We have this massive stage. There's times where both myself, John Cameron, and Don Robinson, the producers, were like, wow, why hasn't anybody else done this? And it's because the scope is so massive. So I think many people will be surprised, including some performers, because I don't know that there's a stage other than if someone went into Rogers Arena and built it of this size in the city of Edmonton.
As the director, is it a challenge to work with more space? Because you've got to fill that space.
Yeah, it's a great question. In fact, the space allows us to communicate much more intimately with the audience than when a typical concert hall, you're basically singing to the back of the room. Whereas this, we're singing in a 180 degrees fan, and so we'll be closer to the audience than we've ever been, even though the audience is slightly larger than at the Jubilee. So I think that as large as that sounds, which it is, it's massive, the show is absolutely massive, it will also have some intimacy that we've never been able to accomplish because of the typical venues that we've been in.
Now, I know you bring along a few surprises, and I know Haley Benedict is back. Can we talk about or give a few hints as to what you've got planned?
Yeah, Haley's been singing with us at the tree since she was 12. She sang with us before at some other shows. So I'm so in awe of the work she's put in. Obviously extraordinarily talented, but she's doing another one of her original songs. It is absolutely worth to come to the show to hear her. We have some things that will be, I have to keep as a surprise, but it's never been seen before in the city of Edmonton in this context. So I think there'll be some wows, and children especially, I think, will be in awe, because I think part of what we want to do is not just the nostalgia of Christmas, but the awe of Christmas.
Oh, I
and,
love it.
So there's a couple of little things that if you're there, you'll see it. And if not, you'll be like, okay, I got to go next year.
The Singing Christmas Tree, December 12th through the 15th at the Edmonton Expo Center. Where am I going for tickets?
Ticketmaster or EdmontonSingingChristmasTree.com will get you to the best seats in the house.
Love it, Emmanuel. Thank you for taking a few minutes. I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you, Sean. I appreciate it so very much.